Here's a thought about creating a world. For reasons I won't get into, I just finished reading all 7 volumes in the Harry Potter series. And one of the things that I found fascinating about those books was the world that J.K. Rowling created, in which her characters could live out the plot. The books are plot-driven, there's no question about that. But it's the world she created that really got me thinking. And why can't we do that in photography? Why can't we create a world of our own in which we execute our photographs? And then I thought, well, wait a minute. I know some photographers who have done that. Joel Peter Witkin certainly created a world, rather gruesome world, but his imagery exists within the context of that world. Sally Mann created a world. She sort of captured a world, the Southern aesthetic, as it were. But the world that she created, she put her subjects in, her children, and photographed them. And that world is one that we enter when we look at her photographs. Keith Carter does sort of the same thing. He creates a world and then plays in that world with his imagery. And I think this is a really interesting idea. I think there's lots of ways we can create a world with our photographs, particularly in a project length sort of thing. And then once we've created that world, create individual images that fit within that world. And then I realized that I sort of did that, certainly not consciously because I wasn't aware of the idea back then, but that's kind of what I did with Dreams of Japan. I created a dream world and then selected images to illustrate that dream world. In that case, it's not plot-driven, but I suppose it could have been if I had been thinking in those kinds of terms. Creating a world is something that is very common with novelists, with film and film directors. I think maybe less common with photographers, still photographers, but it's an idea that is definitely worth exploring. If you're not familiar with the Griffin and Sabine books by Nick Bantock, think of the world that he created there that uses still imagery and text, and now in his case it's drawings, it's not photography, but it's essentially the same thing that we could do with photography. So I'm going to go back and look at some of my potential projects, ones that I haven't completed yet, and see if there's a way I can take this idea of creating a world and incorporate it in the project. Something that really invites the viewer to enter wholeheartedly while they look at the individual images, and maybe even as a plot unfolds.